This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Emerging on the shooter from that New York City subway tragic attack in Brooklyn the other day, and the CDC extending the federal transportation mask mandate. Ooh, more masks. Another 2 weeks if you're getting on planes, trains, or buses. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from a very, actually, chilly and windy Newport Beach, California. I just missed the weather in the DFW area where our satellite facility is in Texas. Lots of hail, over 5-inch hail was reported. Crazy. And I know many of you have dealt with tornadoes too. We'll talk about the weather. First, let's talk about the suspect now named in the New York City attack. I gave some of the descriptions of what happened the other day. I've talked to some people about this. Just absolutely terrible. It was at the height of rush hour, throwing in, of course, gas, and he had a mask on, and he was trying to obviously blind people with tear gas and then shoot, and that's what happened. No people so far have died in this, and knock on wood, that doesn't happen. They're not life-threatening injuries, but some of them were in critical but stable condition. I can't imagine being on that train and having that happen, and people had no way to get out. That's the bottom line. So at least 20 people were treated at nearby hospitals for all kinds of injuries. And that's the thing. Different kinds of injuries, because you can imagine even just the tear gas is terrible. But if you were tear gassed and you got out of it, you would probably feel lucky that you weren't shot. So now New York law enforcement is saying that the suspect is Frank James. He was a person of interest. Now he got moved up Wednesday to a suspect. They say that he put on a gas mask, deployed a gas canister, and then began shooting and firing 33 times. So there is this intensive hunt that was underway, and they believed, and how they started to track it down, is he was the renter of this U-Haul van that was recovered in Brooklyn, and the keys were found at the scene. What the motive is, why did he do this? There were rambling videos that were found where he talked about his life, he talked about things that were happening, and was off the rails. So they've connected him to this. And he has addresses in Wisconsin and Philadelphia. That's where the U-Haul was rented. That's what the chief of detectives in New York says. The U-Haul was found near the station. And so they know that it was cleared by the bomb squad. And they're forensically going over it right now. The feds and the locals, authorities would be doing that, because that's what you do, and see what they can pick up from that forensics of going over the whole thing. The New York City mayor, Eric Adams, said, "We're going to catch the person, we're going to bring him to justice and hold him responsible for this horrific act on innocent people." And that's the thing, innocent people, where there were gunshot wounds, smoke inhalation, falling while trying to escape, and he just hauled off and fired, on the train. And it is scary. I mean, it is scary what's happened. How many people now won't take the train? How many people, and that is like the major mode of transportation in working class neighborhoods and all kinds of neighborhoods in these boroughs in New York. I mean, when you live in that city, that's what you do. How many more people will be driven away from New York because, yes, it's a nutball, it's one situation. You could look at all the situations and say, well, this happened and that happened, and then someone was shoved from the platform. There's been some terrible things, but you just have to be vigilant, right? And I think, seriously, I think that there are people, because of the prices, because of COVID and everything else, that they have said, my time in New York is done, and this is just another one of those. Brooklyn, not something anybody's thinking, right? So they're not going to let up. I mean, they're not going to let up on nailing this shut and figuring out what they can figure out about why the suspect, Frank Roberts, did this and getting him and everything else. But just a terrible, terrible thing to happen. weather, it is the common denominator, right, for all of us. So I feel you. I would have been in the middle of this. I am certain large portions of the Midwest, you are also dealing with this, you know, on the Wednesday. But on Tuesday, 23 people were injured. A tornado hit central Texas. The storms had damaging winds, large hail. And when I say large hail, I said this at the right when I cracked open the mic, you know, 5-inch hail, they don't even measure that. That's like, it's usually like the highest is 4.5 inches. So there were people that were injured. 12 people had to be hospitalized. 23 people were injured after a tornado hit Salado, Texas. It's a rural town in a place in Bell County. And thankfully no one died, but there's like nothing left according to the judge in that area. He said, his name's David Blackburn, he said that large trees flew up and overturned, houses, buildings reduced to rubble, power lines down, poles are scattered all over the place. There's no question it's incredibly devastating, and that's the way he described it, devastating. And I've been through there. It's a cute little town, actually, or was a cute little town, so really feel for those people. Lots of power outages all over Texas. Grapefruit size hail, I guess that's the best way to describe it, hit areas from Austin all the way to DFW. So it was really nasty stuff. And when you see a tornado that could barrel through your town, what do you do with this, that strong rotation? They start talking about seeing strong rotation. You just scatter. I think it really kind of prompts you to wonder, not to wonder, but I think it prompts you to start to think about, okay, a tornado happens and we're just going to scramble and jump in the tub. I think you have to have a better evac plan in some cases, but it's weird with tornadoes, and you all know this, and I've been in the middle of it too. It is that the weather's fine. Yeah, that's what they say in Texas. Just wait, if you don't like the weather, it'll change in 10 minutes. The weather's fine, and then all of a sudden, you've got the possibility of these tornadoes. So where are you heading? How are you getting out of the way of it? In Iowa, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And there were a couple of tornadoes that were confirmed in Iowa, so there was definitely some damage there. I know there's people listening to us, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. There was no serious injuries. I looked at some of the video of that somebody got of the tornado in northwest Iowa. It was nasty, right? There was 47 inches of snow to parts of Montana. I mean, it's crazy. Is this April? Or is this spring? What are we dealing with here? And there were all kinds of systems. There was tornado warnings and not in Des Moines and Omaha and La Crosse, Wisconsin. You had that too in all kinds of communities. There was a tornado that hit Gilmore City. There were all kinds of weather photos and video, and I was watching it and just looking at, like, I saw an unbelievable tornado that somebody on Twitter captured at Gilmore City. And if you were anywhere near this thing, forget it. Luckily, it was in open land, but it ripped through. It did definitely strike some buildings, but it just ripped through some just incredible damage. And floods in some places, in water levels, extreme high flood stages, there's the danger of that. And of course, when you have floods, what's the idea? You turn around, you don't go down the road, because that's what happens with most flood deaths. You're in your car somewhere. So be alert, be prepared for that weather. I even have an app now on my phone. Stay with us, much more coming your way next.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You know, we've been saying that the people are kind of find themselves in a little bit of a funk, and no surprise by things that are happening around us. But there's always things happening around us in this world. So this time around in Author's Corner, Kenneth Powell joins us, and he's written a book called Visions and Dreams. And they communicate from God or, you know, just us. Are they communication from God or just us is really the underlying theme, and it's the subtitle of the book. And it really, I took those words and I kind of flipped them around and flipped them in another direction, and I thought, wow, they're interchangeable. So, Kenneth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
And we need to tell people, first of all, about your incredible career. Some of you listening may recognize Kenneth's name. I mean, you're an incredible musician, incredible pianist, and you've traveled all over the world. Was that a gift that you honed and had from an early age?
Well, yes. Actually, like most small children, I took music lessons when I was 8 years old, but I didn't really like them. You know, my mom made me go, and but over time, I started. I wasn't a very socially outgoing person, so the piano became my friend. Later on, a few years after that, so I just kept at it until I started liking it, and so that's pretty much how it happened.
I love that description of what you just said, because I'm thinking to myself right now, I had piano lessons around that same age. Oh, Kenneth, I was terrible. I couldn't even, I mean, people say, oh, can't you even just play chopsticks? I was like, chopsticks was a concert, full-on concert for the neighborhood for me. So you are talented and skilled. Don't be shy about that. So you've met thousands and thousands of people. Is there a piece of music that you like the best that you play?
Oh, wow. Not particularly. I'm not the kind of person that restricts myself to a single genre of music. I just kind of think of it all as just music. It's all music to me. So, I have lots of different favorites. It depends on, I guess, what time period you're talking about, what era, what region or country or what style. You know, I have so many, but, I'm partial to jazz. You probably picked up on that. I love jazz piano, and I have lots of jazz influences from the golden age. So I guess I do lean toward that. But the classics, you can never go wrong with that either.
All right, so give us, you're teasing us. Give us a classic.
Well, my favorite was Rachmaninoff, the Romantics. I love that era. I played a lot of Chopin when I was taking lessons. So of course, if you play classical piano, yeah, those are going to be very too heavily influences. They're heavy influences on your stylings. Piano, oh my gosh, there's so many in jazz. We could have Herbie Hancock from the moderns, you know, before that. My all-time favorite is Art Tatum, Errol Garner, Ahmad Jamal, McCoy Tyner, people like that.
Nice.
And I could talk all day about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You could. You've traveled all over the world, Germany, all these great places, and you definitely have fans in a lot of different ports. But this is different. So this book, Visions and Dreams, and are they communication from God or just us, as I said? Tell us about why you wrote this book.
Well, I was just thinking about dreams and how dreams occur in the Bible, and how there were so many people in the Bible who God communicated with through dreams. And I thought, well, does God still do that? I mean, we don't have any definitive answer to that question. So I thought, well, I should look around and see what the different opinions are about on that subject. And there are, it turns out, a lot of different opinions about it. And there's not really a consensus as to whether or not our dreams are really divine experiences, even though we all have them.
Right.
But they could
right.
be. You know?
Right. Right. So it's interesting in finding that it had to be kind of fascinating for you, because you were exploring. You're like an explorer. So you're looking and reading one thing, and then you're moving to another part, biblically speaking, and putting this all together. Was that really fun, doing the research?
It was fun. Because I enjoy a challenge. I like stretching myself and challenging myself intellectually, which is why which is what I love best about being a college professor. You know, doing the research and that and teaching. I love the teaching part as well, but the research part, I really got into it. So I was kind of in my element when I decided to research a topic strictly for my own curiosity and not for any occupational requirement or anything like that. So it was liberating in that regard.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope that people, since dreams are a universal experience, universal experiences, I should say, that we should consider very carefully whether or not the dreams we have, is it God trying to tell us something? If I think I have a divine dream, should I talk to someone about it? Who should I talk to? Should I find my own answers? And I hope that we take the subject, I hope that the reader takes the subject seriously enough to want to explore the topic for themselves.
Yeah, boy, well said. So you know that as a college professor, it's about getting people interested, and you definitely have us interested. There's no question about it. I have to ask you about your lovely wife that I read about, Shelley. What does she think? It's like, oh, boy, you're taking me on another adventure, Kenneth. What did she say?
Well, not much. She's been wonderful through the whole experience. She's very supportive, and I guess because I'm into a lot of other things, that it probably didn't surprise her very much that I attempted to write a book for the first time. I don't think she quite believed me when I told her I'm going to write a book, but nevertheless, she's been wonderful about it. She's been great, and she's been telling her friends and coworkers about it, and they've been calling me, congratulating me, and I was very touched by that.
Well, now you can add author to the list of things that you've done with this book, because you're a producer, recording artist, a composer, and you've worked in the music industry for more than 30 years. You're a professor, you've taught literature and composition courses at lots of different colleges, and I think if we met, you probably could really work with me on chopsticks.
I hope I remember the tune. How did that go?
I got to sit next to an old piano and see if I can put my hands in the formation of that. It's so, so funny. You are such a delight. I love your sense of humor, and you're very, very uplifting, and you can feel that. So, Kenneth Powell, we want to tell everyone, pick up the book Visions and Dreams, and you can get that on Amazon. And thanks so much for sharing your story with the listeners. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Thinking of traveling? Make sure to grab your mask before heading out. Reporter Lance Pry has more on the CDC's extension of the travel mask mandate.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days. Despite protests from nearly one dozen major airlines, in a joint letter they told the Biden administration, it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes. Now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions. End quote. The airlines called on Biden to end the mandate, but to no avail. May 3rd is the new end date for masks on public transportation.
New York City authorities arrested 62-year-old Frank James. Police believe he is behind the gun attack on a subway train that wounded 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russia has committed human rights abuses and broken international humanitarian law during its invasion of Ukraine, according to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The report comes one day after President Joe Biden accused Moscow of genocide. Soaring gas prices are forcing some Uber and Lyft drivers off the road. According to a poll from the Rideshare Guy, a blog aimed at helping rideshare drivers earn more money, nearly half of rideshare workers, as well as food deliverers for companies like Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, quit or drive less because of the recent spike in gas prices. The 2022 hurricane season will be above normal, according to predictions from tropical weather forecasters at AccuWeather. A veteran meteorologist and hurricane expert predicted there is a higher than normal chance a major hurricane could make landfall in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Boucher joins us now, and she has written a book that is a game changer. I am an optimist, and I can tell you that even this book for me, I can learn from this book as well and have. There is a completely different way to live your life, the optimistic future. Karin, thanks so much for joining us from Sweden.
Thank you.
And I think it's worthy of telling the listeners, because you're in a very sweet location in Sweden. Tell everybody where you are and how old the village is.
Well, I'm just outside Lund, and Lund is an old university city, and I'm living in a village that's over 1,000-plus years old, and our church is from 980.
Wow.
So it's over 1,000 years old.
That would make me optimistic every day to walk through that village, that's for sure. So the road to writing this book, how'd you come about writing the book? Why'd you write the book?
Because I've learned so much of all the people I've been working with all these years. I've been working over 40 years, and I thought I just want to write all of my experiences from what I've learned and just write it down in a book so I can share what I've learned. So I can share it for more than just the people I meet.
For people
reach out to people.
Yeah. So for people who pick up the book, and the title is very clear, there's a completely different way to live your life, the optimistic future. And people long for better future. They long to learn better ways to do things. What do you think is the biggest block for many people who just can't seem to get there?
Their defense systems. They're not aware how defensive they are. They're in a rut. They're in, it's like a loop. Their thoughts are in a loop. You have to get out of this loop.
And I know we're not going to give away all the secrets, but how do you start to get out, how do you start to get out of that loop?
It's really is knowing that the mind is plastic. The mind can change all the time. You know, when I started my studies, you said the mind, it's this is how it is. And the mind cells, they die and you get stupider and stupider. And it's the opposite. You can just change your mind continuously until you die. And that makes life so incredible that you know that just by changing your mindset, something happens within you. And I had a workshop here just a few weeks ago, and I had a lady, and she's in her 50s. She's an executive, and she came down, rather down in the dumps, on the Monday. And on the Thursday, she said, I can't even remember how I thought and how I was on Monday. I am a completely different person.
Well, that's high praise to you, and you say it. It's going through it, and from the beginning of reading the book to the end, you say that there's no doubt you'd be a different person.
Every page you is a book of a it's a building up a process. You start, you read, you process, you start, you continue, you process, and when you finish the book, you are not the same.
I like that. When you finish the book, you're not the same. What's it like living, and I mentioned myself how I feel about life, but what's it like when people make that switch and they live their life where they are open to change and open to going with what happens around them and they get rid of that defensive mechanism?
You don't get so emotionally involved with stupidity, actually. You're able to just look and be more calm, and you live your life and you send out a completely different demeanor to the world. And it's soothing for the world that you're calm and that you are happy.
Yeah.
And people can trust you, and they know this.
Because
because you don't live a lie any longer. You don't live... You live a real life. You are real, if you get what I mean.
I do, I do.
What you see is what you get.
Right, what you see is what you get, so you're not putting, I like to say it, sometimes you meet the representatives of people. So you're not meeting a representative, you're meeting whatever is there, and that means that the person is fully content with who they are, and they're not worried about what people think.
No. They're just fully, they're there.
What a wonderful thing, and what so many people could use. I know in this listening audience, we've talked about things that are similar, and to open your mind, to have that mindset, and developing that mindset, what a difference that makes. What are some of the other things, and like I said, we're not going to give everything away in this wonderful book, but what are some other things that people can do to open their mind to not being so defensive and to be accepting of life?
Accepting of life, gosh. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's just accepting life.
Yeah.
Not in an emotional way, but more in a pragmatic way. This is life, and I have to deal with it. And I'm going to deal with it from myself, and in honesty from within myself, and take one step forward.
I like that.
Don't live a life in drama. Live a more authentic life.
Ooh, don't live a life in drama. Sometimes when you get this way, like the woman who paid you such a great compliment being in the workshop and said she's a different person, doesn't even remember what happened days ago. When you change like that, sometimes do you have to let people go in your life, so to speak, because
They just don't. You've become this new optimistic person. You've become real. So you're not the same person that people knew before. Do sometimes you have to change people you know or groups of people you know?
When the people that go through the changes, one of the things they have to learn is to really let everybody else be where they are, accept where a person is. And not, you know, if you make a change, it doesn't mean that everybody else needs to change, because that's not your business. You have to accept, I'm changing. The synergy effect that I'm changing, that's positive, but I cannot make anybody else change. I can't help my husband. I can't help my spouse. But as in the workspace, by me being the way I am now, it will be a synergy effect with the people that I'm surrounded with. But I can't change anybody else. The change can always only come within every single one of us.
Yeah, so beautifully said. And again, we're speaking with Karen Boucher, and the name of her book is There is a Completely Different Way to Live Your Life, The Optimistic Future. What do you hope people take away from ultimately from reading your book?
Well, really is that there is an optimistic future, even if the world is as it is just now. And the only way to go forward is to stop believing in stupidity and just being very pragmatic and see what you can do with your own life and not waste your life, waste time by, as I say it again, drama or views or opinions. Do actions instead. If you understand what I mean, be more action orientated.
Right, instead of reactive to what people
think. Yes, exactly.
Think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people react and then they've got opinions and whoa, just be cool. Okay, how do we solve this? What can we do in this situation?
Yeah, what can we do? That's the thing, is to ask those questions. And I'm sure you talk about that. Ask yourself, take a step back, take a breath, right?
Yes, and what I notice with all the people that I work with is they become very much more secure within themselves.
And that certainly would make a difference in the way you move around the world.
Yes, because they're secure within how they perceive the world. They're secure that life is a process. And another thing that I see people are, you're always curious. There's always something around the corner. There's always something new to learn.
There's
so that
curiosity
and also creativity. I can't tell you how many people, suddenly I'm doing this, I'm doing art, I'm doing this, I'm writing. So the creativity sort of activates when you have the time over to be more yourself than keeping occupied by stupidity.
Yeah. I love the way you say that. This book is so fascinating and is a game changer. Karen Boucher. There's a completely different way to live your life, The Optimistic Future. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me.
Quick update on BA2 as we get ready to round out the show in our next segment, because we don't want to see this disruption on our population, our economy, workplace, social lives. We've seen this for the last 2.5 years, and there is a bit of a surge. No idea where this will go. I've been looking into this, but according to the latest estimates we have from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, BA2 has caused 86% of the new COVID-19 cases nationwide. At least that was last week. So, fingers crossed, we don't see this get worse. No serious hospitalizations. Just watch for those symptoms and be diligent, people.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Excited to take you to the UK for a conversation with Mari Darthia. She is so inspirational, and in fact, it's perfect for the title of her new book, Words of Inspiration from My Angel. She's got several other books as well. Thank you so much, Mari, for coming on.
You're welcome, Kate.
I love the title of your book, and you told me the greatest thing off the air, Words of Inspiration from My Angel, because I believe there's angels that are around. And you do too, so tell us about that.
I have found angel feathers, well, feathers, very unusual feathers in unusual places in my home. And I really do believe that I have a guardian angel.
Oh, and I hope that for everybody. So the name is perfect.
Yeah, I do think so. I think everybody has a guardian angel looking after them.
Yeah. This book, Words of Inspiration from My Angel, these poems that, you know, you collected over the years, scraps of paper, things that you wrote, all kinds of things that you wrote about. Tell me about pulling that together and what that was like.
I started, as I said, Kate, writing little scraps of paper, maybe little four lines, two lines, one line. And then I might have been maybe out and words would come into my head and they wouldn't leave my head until I actually wrote them down. And then I decided to you know, write them all down, and with the, you know, with the view to getting them published. And I'm glad I did.
Yes, and I'm glad you did too. And we talked about, there's all kinds of poems in there, and one of them is about your sister, and it's called Control Over Her Life. And I think there's people that could relate to this. Would you be so gracious as to recite that poem for us?
Of course I will. Here we go. I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. You are going to spend your life with me. I'm in control day and night. I don't want to get in a fight. With all my money from the dole, down to the betting shop I will stroll. Give me your money in your bag. I'm going to bet it on a nag. I hit you and you are brave. Just remember you are my slave. I want my food. I want it now. Go to the kitchen, you lazy cow. I don't care what people think. Some people say I need a shrink. You may say that I am mad. My answer to you, you are sad. I will always rule your life. Remember, I'm your husband. You are my wife. In this home, I am the boss. And you know I don't give a toss. So don't forget I'm watching you. You just do as I tell you.
Wow. And it's powerful because, of course, your sister has been married how many years? And these are the things that she deals with, right?
Yes, 48 years, 48, 49 years she's been married. And I think he has brainwashed her. He's brainwashed her to think she's useless.
Mm. And luckily she has you and some others in your family, too. But that's got to be tough to watch that. And that's, I think, what inspired you to write that.
That's right. Yes. I did actually give her a copy of my book. And but obviously she's got to hide it away. So he don't actually read the poem in the book.
No kidding. Well, that's powerful for sure. And what other things do you write about in Words of Inspiration from My Angel, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold?
Yeah, I've written about my late partner, Kate. We lived together for 24 years, but he actually went out and committed suicide.
Oh.
So there is a poem in that. But I got great, my daughter and I, we got great inspiration from the fact that we actually donated his organs to the organ donation people to help somebody else live.
Oh, wow. That is something that's wonderful to do. And I'm glad that you did that and you had her to help you do that too.
That's right.
And so that's another form of inspiration. How about your daughter? Did you write anything about your daughter?
I did previously, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in actual fact, Kate, I have written a poem about her, because her marriage failed, and I did actually write a poem about Elizabeth is her name. I did actually write a poem about her failure of her marriage. So that is actually in the book.
Yeah, so the stories like that are in the book. What do you hope people take away from reading Words of Inspiration from My Angel?
Well, I'd like to think, Kate, that if people read it and, you know, they're a little bit shy about possibly getting their poems published, I think people should go for it, because I think it gives you a great achievement for yourself, you know, to get your poems published.
Oof,
and don't be afraid of writing how you feel.
Right there, that's the hashtag. Don't be afraid of writing how you feel.
Exactly.
For you, has it been cathartic to do that and to watch back, to look back and see your journey, to be able to write that way?
Sorry, what was that again, Kate?
Does it make you feel good to write down the things that you're feeling, the things that you're seeing?
Yes, exactly. You know, I think it's like a relief to get it down in writing. I think instead of holding things in words, and then to write them down, I think it's good to, and it gets it off your chest.
Oh boy, I so agree with that. And so you have other books, Keeper Hill and Beyond, and you've got another book that's going to come out too. There's another book you're working on, so you're pretty busy.
I like to keep myself busy. I'm a very keen family tree researcher, Kate. So in between the family tree research and writing the books, I do keep myself busy.
It's wonderful. Well, I hope people go out and get this book, Words of Inspiration from My Angel. I said it before, you can get Maury's book, Maury Darthea's book. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you so much for coming on.
That's lovely, Kate. You're very welcome. And thank you for listening to me.
A couple of minutes left in the show, and I want to spend some time on the weather. I talk so often about mudslides. We've been through Hurricane Katrina since I've been on the air, and so many other devastating hurricanes and moments of wildfires and things that have been whipped up by the winds and the weather. And it is the common denominator between all of us. When you're traveling or you have kids somewhere or you see friends that are getting hit by terrible weather, the storms that we've just seen again on Tuesday, 23 people injured, 12 were hospitalized. And this was a confirmed tornado that slammed into Salado, Texas, which is just a rural town in a place in Bell County, and I have been through there many, many times, and which is neither here nor there, but just I'm familiar with it. So there were large trees that were pulled up and overturned and stripped, buildings that just fell apart, power lines, power poles just scattered all over the place. And visualize that for a second and imagine that happening in your neighborhood, right? So still thousands of power outages, thousands. You had grapefruit-size hail that also followed that tornado, which was that severe storm system that I was talking about on a previous show that went from Austin to the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas. And I live in the DFW area. As many of you know, I'm finishing up a trip to Newport Beach. It's been nothing but sunny, but incredibly windy here. And I was thinking about, boy, how often have I been talking about tornadoes since the start of the year? But especially this hail, too. Because we see that there's so much hail damage on roofs, on cars, etc. And the hail, they say, measured up to like 5.5 inches in diameter. And so that surpassed everything they thought that was going to happen. I mean, really, the reporting standards, I was told, only include hail up to 4.5 inches. Wow. So this was some incredible hail. You would have gotten just nailed with it. Could practically be knocked out if you were walking somewhere and got hit with it. So be diligent, because I know there's more harsh weather that's headed for the Midwest. And just some of that video and the pictures that I saw coming in from that, just absolutely devastating to some people. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.